This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Donald Trump will cancel an in-person meeting of G7 leaders at Camp David in June because of the coronavirus and will hold a video conference instead. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Citing the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, President Donald Trump has called off the G7 meeting that was scheduled at Camp David, Maryland in June. The meeting would have brought together the leaders of the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. White House spokesman Judd Deere says the leaders will meet by video conference instead. The G7 leaders had a video conference Monday in a meeting convened by French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump, who takes on the leadership of the group this year, plans to hold virtual meetings monthly during the global response to the virus outbreak. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced emergency legislation to stem the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic on Thursday. McConnell said he hopes to pass the package, valued as high as $1 trillion, as quickly as possible.
These are urgent discussions. They need to happen at a member level, and they need to happen starting right now.
A key provision of the legislation is direct payments to American families, with a family of four receiving as much as $3,000. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says families and people should come before corporations.
Our plan must put workers, the millions of workers who are adversely affected by this crisis, first.
Congress passed an $8.3 billion measure earlier this month to combat the coronavirus outbreak and develop vaccines. On Wednesday, lawmakers approved and President Trump signed another $105 billion plan to limit the damage through free testing, paid sick leave, and expanded safety net spending. This is VOA News. Italy became the global epicenter of the virus outbreak Thursday, with more than 3,400 people dead from COVID-19. That surpassed China, the original center of the outbreak. Now the Trump administration is warning Americans not to travel overseas because of the pandemic. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The upgraded alert urges Americans not to travel abroad under any circumstances and return home immediately if they are already abroad, unless they are planning to stay for an indefinite period. The previous alert advised reconsidering all international travel, which is called a level 3 alert. This alert is level 4 and is unprecedented, usually reserved for specific countries involved in conflict, natural disasters, or where Americans face specific threats. These alerts are not mandatory. The only way to ban Americans from going abroad would be to invalidate their passports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Grocery stores in Britain are changing their rules amid coronavirus outbreak demand. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Panic buying around Britain in reaction to the spread of the coronavirus has left supermarket shelves around the country empty, prompting British supermarket chains to bring in measures to limit customers stockpiling produce. Limitations have been in place to allow elderly and vulnerable people to be able to get the products they need. Tesco, Britain's largest supermarket chain, is limiting customers to 3 items each across its entire product range. And Sainsbury's reserved the first hour of trading in its stores for elderly and vulnerable customers. Karen Chamas, London.
Suspected Islamist militants killed 29 Malian soldiers on Thursday in an attack on a base in the country's northeast. The army said earlier in the day that just 2 soldiers had died, but tweeted later the death toll had heavily evolved to 29 killed and 5 wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack in the town of Tarkent, which is about 125 kilometers north of Gao. Mali's army has repeatedly suffered heavy casualties from jihadist fighters active in the area, with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. And India hanged 4 men on Friday who were convicted for the rape and murder of a young woman on a bus in New Delhi in 2012. The case shocked the world and shamed the country over its appalling record for crimes against women. 4 television news channels reported the men were executed at dawn in Tirhar jail on the outskirts of the capital. The crime, which happened in December of 2012, sparked massive protests and global outrage. The victim was dubbed Nirbhaya, the fearless one, by the Indian press, as she could not be named under Indian law. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.